Joining us now is Dr. Perry Potvin, who chairs the Plymouth Board of Health, and he's going to speak with us about the board's decision to lift the mask mandate. Dr. Potvin, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, good morning, Dan.
So, why did the board decide to take this action now?
The Board of Health reviewed all of the current data that's coming in about infections in the Plymouth area and also in the town of Plymouth on a bi-monthly, weekly basis, and the numbers were going down quite considerably starting around January 9th, and had continued to do so.
And so does this apply to town-owned buildings or event places like Memorial Hall? Who's impacted by this?
This impacts primarily businesses in the town. The town-owned buildings, which would include Memorial Hall and Town Hall, are still under a mask mandate that was passed separately before the mandate we're talking about that started on December 28th. So the other buildings would be taken under consideration for their mask mandate at a subsequent meeting of the Board of Health.
Now, of course, Governor Charlie Baker said the statewide mask mandate for schools will be lifted at the end of this month, and the school committee will meet Monday to consider their next steps in regard to the mask mandate in Plymouth schools. So is that decision going to be independent of the Board of Health, or will the board be weighing in on that one as well?
That decision is made independently. It's obviously done primarily at the insistence of the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education at the state level. We do usually consult with the school officials, and they ask our opinions, but we play no role in that decision-making process.
And also, the town is going to be giving out free COVID test kits to Plymouth residents tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Town Hall. Can you tell us a little more about that?
Yes, there's iHealth rapid antigen test kits are going to be available tomorrow in two locations. They were purchased. Fairly large numbers of them were purchased by the county and by the town. It's going to be two locations. One is Great Hall on the second floor of Town Hall, and the other one is going to be the Emergency Operations Center, which is behind Plymouth South Fire Station at 2209 State Road in Plymouth. They are only for Plymouth residents, and proof of residency is going to be required, and there's a maximum allowed of two kits per resident. And those kits would account for four tests total in the two kits.
All right. Well, unfortunately, we are going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Potvin. We do appreciate it.
You're welcome.